Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You're an idiot at your job. Done something really dumb at your job.
Really dumb.
We're talking work mistakes, work damage, work things you've done at your job that you just go... You just suck at your job. You just...
There it is.
Or you met... I guess you could rat somebody else out. One of the stories that... there was a Greyhound bus driver.
Nice.
Who... You know, if I were a Greyhound bus driver right now and I heard Steve go, give one of his, like, somebody said something sexy, nices, I'd feel really good about myself.
Yeah, I'm an advocate for...
Nice. I can't... No. God.
Nice.
Ugh. God, I want to have a deep voice so bad.
Well.
Okay. I got to pull a story over here. So he's a Greyhound bus driver in New York. He got lost in Cleveland, and he drove around for several hours.
He didn't
ask anybody anything. The passengers started going, hey, didn't we just drive by that place?
Oh, big bad Parliament.
The driver eventually conceded that he didn't know where they were, so he went back to the... He was supposed to be driving them to New York from Cleveland.
He's a city bus driver for New York, but he was driving around Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't figure out where
couldn't get on the highway. Is it a long way from Cleveland to New York? I don't know. Yeah, they didn't get anywhere. They were on the bus for an hour or so, but they never got...
driving Cleveland.
He's just driving in circles. And they're like, do you know at least how to get back? And he's like, yeah. So we drove him back to the... That's a guy who sucks at his job.
A little bit.
That's somebody who we want to talk to.
Yeah.
This guy sucks at his job so bad that I wouldn't even want to talk to somebody about this guy.
Which one?
The paramedic dude.
Oh, he's kind of a D-bag.
He's a paramedic in Tennessee. He used to be a paramedic in Tennessee. He's a 43-year-old man, told people on the interweb that he intentionally drilled into a patient's bone without anesthesia.
Yeah.
And told other first responders it's because he found the situation to be a teachable moment.
Apparently the patient was being...
They were drunk.
Oh, belligerent. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He instructed another first responder to insert a plastic breathing tube deep into that patient's nose, but had them coat it with... the hand sanitizer instead of the normal lubricant. So it would burn.
Yeah, that stings.
He literally wrote on Facebook, if you should ever find yourself drunk in my ambulance, don't become belligerent. I have a drill and I ain't scared for a second to use it.
I like how he's an ain't guy.
Mm.
Wow, what a D.
The Tennessee Board of EMS, whatever, they took away his license. God. So he's cooked. But, yeah, they don't all have to be doctors. Was the first one a doctor? No, thankfully, the first one was a bus driver.
Yeah.
Because then there was a doctor who died a woman's...
I heard the headline.
I don't understand.
He was doing it to be funny?
Yeah.
Like a prank on her?
On her husband or her or both. I don't know.
Because he died her hoo-hoo.
This happened here, dude. It happened here like a year or so ago.
What?
One of the employees asked if he could... Oh, it was one of his employees. Yeah, so that makes it even weirder. So it was like one of his nurses. They asked,
I see what you're saying.
Could you check? I think I have a lesion on my hoo-ha. Mm. At the end of the exam, he told the woman to show her stuff to her husband when she got home.
Oh.
She showed her stuff to her husband, and he had dyed it purple.
Okay, that's how it went.
Mm-hmm. This happened over in Grand Junction, so.
Oh, well.
Yo, Western Slope people.
Exactly.
Unless you want your hoo-ha purple.
That's just, wow.
That's our.
Were they able to dye it back? Or how you?
I don't, it doesn't say.
It grows out on its own? It's like hair, I guess.
I don't know which part he dyed, how he dyed. I mean, how do you dye skin?
He tattooed.
He had to write an apology note to his victim, perform 100 hours of public service, make a $500 charitable donation. And he does get to keep his license.
That's just weird.
He's saying he didn't do it in a relationsy manner. He just thought it was funny.
Oh, okay. So it was like a prank then. He wasn't being lecherous.
But you can't prank somebody's junk and say that wasn't sexual in nature.
Junk prank?
It's like, you can't. Sorry, Steve. When I just did that thing where I glued fur to your junk. Just kidding. It's a prank.
Can't you take a joke?
Gee, come on, man. Just because I glued stuff to your junk. I don't know why he gets to keep his license. Somebody else said they tried to throw a spool of Cat 5 cable onto a scaffold.
Ooh.
They're probably an IT guy doing the thing. Mist destroyed a rack of 8 Mercedes-Benz windshields instead.
Dang. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll do it.
Another IT guy said once sent a company-wide virus warning by forwarding the email so they could see what it looked like. Forgot to remove the infected attachment. Oh. Everybody just started clicking on it.
Oh.
Like, yeah, if you get this one, then, oh, God, stop clicking. Because if you get it from your IT guy, you feel like, I can trust this one,
it
right?
It must be safe.
It's got to be safe. It wasn't safe.
Ouch.
These are people who were willing to admit that they suck at their job. Mm-hmm. You listen to this show, you already know. We admit it every moment of every day. We're terrible at this. What was your work mistake? Why do you suck at your job? Candy?
Jai.
Yeah, you are disguised. What's your work mistake? You suck at your job.
So I do project management for construction, and I basically gave the crew a go-ahead on a job, and we weren't ready to go, and they ended up hitting a power line that shut down 3 different cities and ended up
you hadn't called what are you supposed to call? I forget. It's like 811 or whatever.
Yeah,
come
dig.
Out and like, so you let them just dig into you took
so
out
they
a grid
were in the lot instead of in the right of way, and they're, you know, each everything needs to be separate, so inside of the lot was where they were actually at. And they didn't call a ticket for that.
Wow, 3 cities were affected.
Did you
were shut down, including hospitals. It was very serious.
So you're disguised right now. Is it because nobody knows this was your fault, or why are we disguised?
Because I don't need anybody to hear me and think that I'm trying to win tickets over something that could have cost me.
I get it. All right. Yeah. That's awesome. Did you get fired?
That's also why I'm on Voice Disguiser. I did not.
Oh!
Wow. You're a supervisor.
Yes. Yeah, they promoted me. They were like, 3 cities, huh? We don't even do that here. There's that is wicked cool.
Opportunity for improvement.
Wow.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you for the call, Candy. Heather.
Yay.
Yay. Work mistake. You suck at your job.
I'm actually going to rat somebody else out.
Okay.
I used to manage a pool, and I was teaching the new manager all about the pump room and how it's set up, and the water flowing through the pump and through the heater and through the chlorinator, and there's a process. If water isn't going through the heater should not be on.
Okay.
So the pumps always go off first, and then the heater. Well, he turns the pump off. Neglected to turn the heater off, so all night the heat was just building.
Man, your phone is being janky, but what I think you're saying is he turned the pump off without turning the heater off. What does that do? Does it just burn the heater up?
It makes the heater explode.
Oh, okay.
So you, like,
yes.
How much damage is that, approximately?
It's probably close to $40,000.
Oh,
who gets blamed for that? Because they're new. You trained them.
Right?
Is that your fault? Their fault? Whose fault?
My manager was actually pretty, understanding about it. No one person was, quote, at fault.
No, it was you. You're training the new guy.
I know, right?
Thank you for the call. Katie?
Yeah.
You are disguised. Work mistake.
Yeah, so I didn't book a $1.5 million invoice in time for end of fiscal year. So it ended up having to get booked for the next year instead of booked in the actual year it was supposed to be booked in.
And what happens then? It's like probably a whole bunch of tax stuff and like lost
right,
rent.
I almost lost my job over it.
But you didn't lose your job?
I didn't lose my job. Nope.
A $1.5 million mistake.
Yep. And they ended up catching it 25 days late after I had told them that it was made. And they weren't able to go back, but I was able to keep my job.
Steve, I'm going to ask you a question, and yes, I think you're going to answer it about as accurately as anybody. Mm-hmm. You've never met Katie, but how hot is she?
Katie, you got to be smoking hot.
You don't make Steve and I make a $1.5 mistake.
Right, we're gone.
We're gone.
You're going to keep you on the payroll.
You still work there right now?
Yep.
Okay.
That's good for yes.
Impressive. Congratulations, Katie. We have another Katie.
Yay.
Katie.
Yay.
Work mistake.
So I was on a conference call with the entire department and didn't realize I didn't hit the mute button. Started talking to a coworker about how stupid this meeting was. Used a variety of cuss words. And the whole time, not paying attention, obviously, of what they were saying. And then all of a sudden, I realized they said, press mute, press mute. The entire department heard, but luckily, apparently, they couldn't make out who I was because I was worried I was going to get a little bit of a reprimand.
You didn't get caught?
Nope.
Oh, that's
They couldn't even tell which office it was, probably. Wow. They're like, who's not muted?
Luckily, it's a very big department, so apparently they couldn't make a call enough to know who I was.
You were so fine.
You dodged
you
a major
did.
Bullet.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.